This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
And the conversation we're getting into this morning, we talked about that dream of studying abroad, that it remains an ambition for many South Africans, especially students who are looking at, you know, going out into the world and, you know, immersing themselves into the culture of other countries and pursuing that dream on an international level or from that foundation. Even though that is the case, you know, all of that can turn into a nightmare as a result of scammers who come, you know, to the fore with the idea of exploiting all this ambition that these students have. This morning we are talking to Adrian Garden, the academic dean, who's joining us on the line. Good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning, and good morning to everyone listening.
Thank you so much for joining us, and I appreciate your time. Let's look at scams. You know, why have scams become so popular, especially those targeting people who want to study abroad?
I think it's because technology has advanced so much that you can make anything look as real as a legitimate thing. And studying abroad then also makes it an easy target because you can't necessarily travel to the campus that you want to study at. You have to rely on photographs, internet connections, and, you know, even if you do phone somebody, these days people can scam phone lines as well.
You know what? Let's look at some of the obvious or even the hidden tactics that are used by these scammers that people should be aware of. When is something too good to be true?
Yeah, it's usually too good to be true when it is. I think it's, you know, they, in my experience, the scam isn't really about the amount of money that they take because the volume is there. There's a lot of people interested in studying abroad. So it's not about the exorbitant price, but it's about how easily they want you to part with your money. Despite any evidence or any documentation coming through, they will want to ensure some kind of payment coming through because they know that that amount will be completely theirs. So that's the first thing. And I think the second thing is to ensure that when such things are in place, suddenly there will be stories about, oh, we haven't received your payment yet, or, you know, we're just having a technical glitch. Can you resend it? Those kinds of things also kind of trigger a warning there.
Yeah. Maybe it's just something to help us as we, you know, to talk to even the young people in our families or to whoever is interested. What kind of research should I be doing before I can go and study abroad? And what kind of bodies should they make sure that the institutions are registered with? Because sometimes, you know, Adrian, you come across these bodies that say, we stand here as an institution that can partially fund you and we are aligned with a particular university overseas, we'll handle everything. And then you're like, okay. So some of these things, they just, you know, and then when you get testimonials online, people say, yes, we graduated, yes. So sometimes you never really know. It looks so convincing. So what kind of research should we be doing?
The first one is through the accreditation websites. So, for example, in South Africa, the Department of Higher Education has a dedicated website and a list of accredited institutions. What they've also started doing now is a list of scam institutions. So you can check both of those lists and make sure that the institution is legitimate. Many institutions in other countries have a similar website. For example, there's the ENIC website as well, and that's quite a nice one because it is specifically focused on overseas. And it shows you which countries are affiliated with it. And then when you explore within each of those countries, it gives you the list of accredited institutions. So there are still definitely legitimate websites that you can focus on that will give you more information. I think also the Google search, even though you could get fake reviews, when you dig deeper, and not necessarily just focus on the reviews, but actually do a search, then you will start finding people who are going, yes, it was great at first, but now I'm having second thoughts and they took my money. So definitely not just relying on reviews, but actually doing a thorough internet search is also useful.
No, thank you so much for coming through and talking to us. Appreciate you. That's Adrian Garden, an academic dean.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.